We're up to Ayin Vav on the base, Mishnah. Hamotzi Ochlin Kigrogris Chayiv, Umitstartim Zem Zem, Shear of food stuffs, all different kinds of foods that are fit for human consumption, is a grogris, a dried fig, and they're all mitstarif, since the same shear, they're all mitstarif one with the other, since the shear is the same, so they're all mitstarif together. So if you carry a little bit of this one, a little bit of that one, and they all together make up a grogris, it's your chayiv chutz. You don't count in this grogris klipasan, the shell, the teal, the garinehem, and their pits, the uktsehem, and the thing that, what's it called, the, what?
Stem.
Stem. The stems, the suban, the mursimum, and also the parts of the grain that are, that you sift out, that usually aren't included in making the flour. Those are the chaff and the subin and mursun, is different kinds of chaff. Bran, yeah. Rabbi Omer chutz miklipi adoshim shem isbashel simohem. The exception to klipa that is not included in the shear is klipi adoshim, the peels or the shells of the lentils, which are cooked together with the lentils and eaten together with them. And therefore, anything else like that, any peel that's eaten together with the fruit, is also counted towards the shear. That also is included to make up the shear of a grogris. Rashi, Ochlin lemaichel adam, things that are for human consumption. Umitstarf in kol ochle adam zem zeh. All of these foodstuffs, since they have the same shear, are mitstarf one with the other, and if you have a total of a grogris between all of them, Yuchayev chatas, chutz miklipehen sheinam ochel dein mashlim mashir. But the peels or the shells that are not edible, they don't count towards the shear. The uktsehen zon of hapri to who eats bialma. The same thing goes with the stem, which is only a piece of wood. The subim klipas schitim hanosheris machmas ktisha. When you pound them, the wheat. So the outer husk, the outer hull, separates. That's subin. Umursimon hanishar benapa. And what's left when you sift it. That's, I guess, the bran. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol haklipin emit starfin kedamorin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree that all of the shells of food aren't mitstarf to the shear, because they're not edible. Chutz miklipi adoshim shemitstarf ososon. But the shells, the teal of a lentil is mitzaref. Shemisbashlo simohem lafuke klipa chitzona shehen gedelos besocha nosho figorin. That the lentil has two peels on it, an outer husk, an outer peel. That is totally separated. That's not cooked with it. Then there's an inner skin that is cooked with the lentil. The inner one is mitzaref, the outer one is not mitzaref. Okay. Umar says, the suban and mursan are lo mitzaref. Subin and mursan are not mitzaref. What's it called? The bran and the chaff. Bohasnan, chameshes revoim kemach v'od, chayovim b'chala. Hein, the suban and mursan. When you make the shear of chala, you have 5/4. What's it called? Of tav. What's it called, that are chayiv in chala, and that's the shear that you have to take off chala, and if it has in it, to make up those 5/4, subim and mursan, it also counts towards the shear. So you see that the bran and the chaff do count to make a shear for chala. So why doesn't it count to make a shear for Hotzoah Shabbos? That if you have the grogris, and it includes the bran and the chaff, that you should be chayiv, just as much as if you have dough, and for challah, the shear is made up also of the bran and the chaff. Morris says, Omer Abaye, shekein oni ochel pito b'isablusa. No, because aniyim also eat their bread, they make bread, and they keep the bran in, And Ani doesn't throw away anything. He makes flour that's inferior to eat. So when it comes to challah, it says melechem ha'aretz, whatever is edible as bread. So even if an Ani eats it as bread, that's called bread. But by Shabbos, Rashi says, Rashi, belusa mu'revis b'subana uva mursana. Right? Isa belusa is inferior flour that still has the chaff and the bran in it. Hilkach lechem ha'aretz karinam bay. Therefore, it's called lechem ha'aretz. This is lechem, because an Ani eats it. Umil in Shabbos, midi the choshib ba'inam. But by Shabbos, you need something that's important. The stamayu dahani lav ochel ninu. And this is not important. An Ani eats it. And therefore, by matzah, it is mitzaret. Right? To eat a kezayis matzah, if you made the flour with chaff and bran, and you have a kezayis just with that of matzah that was made from flour, that's just the kezayis with the bran, the chaff, you're also yotzei, because matzah is also called lechem oni. So what an oni eats is significant. But most people don't eat their bread like that. It's not choshev. And Shabbos, you need meleches machsheves. To be chayev on Shabbos, you have to have a shear that's choshev. And a shear of bread that's choshev is not together with the bran and the chaff. That's how Rashi learns. And the Rambam also seems to learn like that. The Tosis Rid says a different chilek. I don't know exactly how it fits into the Gemara, but Shekain Oni Ochel Pito, he learns, means that there's a difference between where it's baked and where it's just plain flour. Right? Plain flour that's not baked yet, if it has the bran in it and the what's it called, and the chaff, that's not, doesn't make a shear. But if you bake it into bread already, then it is counted. So when you make the, what's it called, the dough for challah, which you're eventually going to bake, then that's considered already what's it called, a shear. But if you have, our mission is talking about mostly Oakland Kigrogris, that you're carrying it not baked with the bran or whatever, a grogris of a flour. That doesn't have chashivas if it has the bran and the chaff mixed in. Okay, let's go on. Adashin in pulin lo, only lentils and not beans. Vatanya, they also their skin or their peels don't count. Vatanya Yehuda Omer chutz miklipe pulin vadashim. Right, the peels of beans also count towards the shear. Not only lentils. Lokasha. Habachadati, habaatiki. Depends if they're new, what's it called, fresh beans, then the klipa is mitzaret, because it's soft and it's edible. And when it's old, dried out beans, then the peels are already not edible, and therefore they don't count. They're not mitzaret. They don't count towards the shear. Where it says, atike my time alo. Why are old, dried out beans, why doesn't the peel isn't mitzvahit? Rabba, if they should near him kizvuv in bekaira, because they look like what's it called, flies. They're not edible. They're just pieces, black pieces of shell, and therefore they're not mitzvahit. But when the beans are fresh, then they haven't turned black yet. Then they're edible together with the beans. Rashi. Pulin chadati kliposim mitzdarthim. If they're new, fresh beans, then the peel, the shell, is mitzdarth. But if they're old, dried out beans, then since the shell, kizvubim, lefishen shechoris, they turn black, they look like flies, and they're not edible, then what's it called? They're not mitzdarth. Okay, now the Rambam, Paskin's not like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that even the since the shells, even though they're edible, but they're not usually eaten, so that's what the Machlokas Hashin Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, and we Paskin like the Tanakama, and the Meiri Paskins, what's it called, like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rosh also holds like that, at least according to the Rosh Yosef, and the Rosh Yosef himself says there's no Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on the Tanakama, He's just explaining the Tanakhama. When the Tanakhama said that peels don't count or shells don't count, he wasn't speaking about the shells of either lentils or of beans that were fresh. So therefore, it's not a question of passing like Rabbi Yehuda or passing like the Tanakhama. There's no machlokas over here. And therefore, the Rosh Yosef says, any shell or peel of a fruit or vegetable that's eaten together with it normally counts towards the shear, and any shell that's eaten al yedei atchak, there's a place to be mistapik, whether that is the same halachas of things that are eaten al yedei atchak by animals, where we said achila yedei atchak is shmei achila, or maybe over here it doesn't have that din. Okay, hadron lech klal gadol, hadron lech klal gadol, hadron lech klal gadol. Okay, next perek. Hamotzi yayin. Person is, this parak also continues with the shiurim of hotzah. Hamotzi yayin kedei mezigas hakos. Wine, the shear of wine, is the amount that you would need to mix with water and to make a kosher bracha. I want to explain what that is. Cholav kedei gemiya. Cholav is enough to take a sip of milk. Dvash kedei liten al hakosis. Honey, enough to put on a wound on an animal, that's what they use the honey for. See, Rashi explained all of it. And the Gemara explained all of it. Shemen kedei lasuch ever cotton, enough oil to anoint, to smear on a small portion of the body, a small limb. And the Gemara will discuss what that small limb is. Mayim kedei lasuch vehem esakilor, water enough to mix together with other chemicals to make an eye salve. The shar kolamashkin revius, and all other liquids except for these, the shear is revius. The cholashofkin revius, the same thing goes. All things that you waste water also is revius. Reb Shimon Omer kulam revius. Lo nemru kolashurin ha'elu elamasniyim. Reb Shimon argues, and he says that even the ones that we mentioned in the beginning, the shear is revius, and the shiurim of kedei mezika sakos and kedei gemiyah and kedei liten alakosis, they are all only mentioned lematzniyehim. Matzniyehim means somebody who put them away for this purpose, and then they carried them, so then they, what's it called, their chayiv with a smaller shear. But if you don't put it away specifically for a different purpose, then the halacha is that you're chayiv only if you have to carry a revius, and not less than a revius. Rashi, hamotzi yayin chay, to carry undiluted wine. Right? Kedei mezigas hakos, it was like a tarkiz. Was like a what's it called? The wine was concentrated, and they had to mix water into it in order to make it drinkable. So if you carry the concentrated wine, right, the undiluted wine, it's enough that if you would dilute it, it would make a revius. Kedei mezigas hakos kashir shenosnin yayin chay l'toch kos lahosiv l'avayin kilchoso v'limzo go sobehen v'gmor mefarish ezek kos misharo. The Gemara describes which kos this is, which is mezigas hakos. Right? What kind of kos are we talking about that you add water and you make that kos? Kosis shebegabe hasusim v'agmalim, on the backs of horses and camels, they sometimes have a sore, machmas hamasos, because of the loads they carry, it rubs against their skin and makes a sore. V'hochi omer v'amatkir v'bav metziah. Dvash v'hidvish v'maychazi, what is a spoiled honey fit for, l'ksuso de gamli, to put, it's used for a medicine to put on the sores of the at these animals. Avarabosai pirshu kosis mako shalgav hayat, shalgav yaregel. My Rebbeim said, it's not talking about a wound on, or a sore on an animal, but it's talking about sores on a person's hand or on his foot. And that also used the honey. Loshuf l'shafshef l'imachos bohen. Kilor shenosna la'ayim. He used to put some kind of salve on the eye, and the amount of water that would go into that salve, that's the shear of hotzah. It's less than a revius. Revius, beya u'mechza, revius halug. A revius means a quarter of a lug. Okay, a lug is also called a revius, because a lug is a quarter of a kav, I think so, yeah, the four lugim in a kav. So a lug is also called a rova. But here we're talking about a quarter of a lug itself, not a lug which is a quarter of a kav. So revius, which is beya umechta, and how much is that? It's one beya and a half. That's revius haluk. Shovchim maim sruchim, water that's putrid, that you, what's it called, that you pour out. If it's more in the forest, the Maichosin, we're going to discuss, if it's putrid water, what's it fit for, that should be chay b'chlal with any shear. Kulam b'revius, af hayayin v'achol v'advash. Reb Shimon argues, and he says, even the wine and the milk and the honey, which the Tanakama gave a smaller shear than a revius for, the shear there is revius. V'lo nemru shi'urim shimim mishna ella matzni ahim levad. Right? Only for a person who put these things away, put wine away to mix it with water and to make a kosher bracha, or he put milk away to sip, right? Specifically, then the halacha is that if he put it away for that purpose and then he carried it on Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos and he carried it, then he's chayiv with a smaller shear. Aval shar kol adam shotzio eino chayiv. Somebody else went and carried that same milk or that same honey, Reb Shimon holds, only the person who put it away, for him it becomes chashiv, even with less of a shear. But somebody else, then the regular shear is a revius. Usvi Reb Shimon, the matzniya atzmu boy shiur rezutin. And Reb Shimon also holds that even the person who puts it away needs some shear. It's not chayiv with anything. Even if you put it away, you're not chayiv with a mashahu. Right? You're chayiv only with a minimal shear. The less the Reb Shimon calls saying kosher latzniyo, they matzniyo kamo, she is chayiv alav matzniyo. Right, we had before, that you learned when I was away, that Reb Shimon holds that even something that normally people don't put away, right, that shear. But you, what's it called, put it away, even a smaller shear, not Reb Shimon, the other, what's it called, Tanoim hold, that even if you put away something, the smallest amount, but that for you is important, and you're chayiv even for the smallest amount, even if normal people aren't machshiv that little bit. But Reb Shimon holds not like that. Reb Shimon holds, even if you put away a crumb of a cake that's important to you, you're not going to be chayiv. You're only going to be chayiv with a minimal shear. Still has to be a minimal shear. And Reb Shimon also holds that only the person who put it away is chayiv, not anybody else who would carry it out, which other Tanoim, they hold differently. Okay, so therefore, if Shimon holds that the three things that the Mishnah mentions, a smaller shear, that's only for a person who's matzniya them, then the smaller shear takes over. But for regular people, a revius is the shear for those liquids, just like all liquids. Tana, kedema zigas kos yotha. My kos yotha, koshal bracha. Right, the shear of concentrated wine that your chayiv, is the amount of wine that you can make a kosher bracha. How much is that? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, kosher bracha tzarashia berova revius, kideshi is miazgen uviyam uda revius. How much is that? It's one quarter of a revius halog. So it's a 16th of a log. And then you add three parts water to one part wine, and total will be a revius. So it's one quarter of a revius, because you usually add three parts of water to that one part of wine to make a revius. The yamal revius. Okay. She tana b'tosefta hamotzi yain kedei mezigas kos yotha pirish lekos de masnisen. That is this kos yotha. That's the kos the mission is talking about. What is kos yotha? Koshel bracha birchas hamazon shitzrichu chachomim liaposa. A coast of benching, which has to be a nice coast. The coast itself has to be nice, and the wine has to be put into a nice way. We learned in Brachos that the coast itself needs itur and ituf, and they're all different pshatim, what that means. You put other coasts around it, or you have to wear a hat when you bench. You have to wash out the coast inside and outside, and the chai, and you have to put in the wine, we'll see in a second what the pshat of chai is, and it has to be full. Okay. Omer of Nachman, Garcina, Velo Garcina, De Omer, Shir, Koshal, Bracha, Tzor, Shir, Bo, Yayin, Chai. You have to have concentrated wine, undiluted wine. Rova, Shol, Revius, Halug. One quarter of a Revius. Kedeshi, Mazgenu, the Mayim, Shlosh, Chalokim, Mayim, Vechod, Yayin. So you'll be able to put in three parts of water, and you'll end up with a revius. If you start off with one revius of a revius, and you add three parts of water, you'll end up with a revius. The yamid al revius halog, and you'll end up with a quarter of a log. Okay. Tosus over here brings down that Rashi seems to say that you in the kosher bracha, you have to put in the wine, you have to use wine that's not, what's it called, chai, right? It means that it has to be undiluted. Here it's mashma that is diluted. So Tosa says a few different terutz. One terutz is that you put it in the kos. You don't put it into the kos already diluted. Because you don't dilute it in a bottle and then put it in the kos. You put in the concentrated wine in the kos, and in the kos you dilute it. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that you leave it concentrated until birkas ha'aretz, and then you add more water. Or, Tosfos really says that you put in semi-diluted before, what's it called, by benching. So it's still, it's called chai, not that it's completely concentrated. It's semi-diluted. But you dilute it to the full amount only by birkas ha'aretz. Then you add a little bit more water. Not wine. And others hold that chai means that it's not going on the wine, it's going on the kos. The kos has to be chai, mean complete, not broken, not chipped, not cracked. And the word chai, we find places where chai means complete. Right? By kalim. Tosha doesn't mention this one, but the Gemara says... Chayim shnayim ishalin, that a kli is broken is not called chay. An unbroken kli is called chay. Or it says by what's it called? You have ants that are chay. It doesn't mean they're alive. It means they're whole. They weren't broken up without the shear of a barrier. So the word chay we find means complete. So it's talking about the kos, not talking about the wine. Okay. So that's what's it called. So the shear is one quarter of a log. The Meiri says it depends on the strength of the wine, because wine needs different kinds of mezil. Later on, the Gemara is going to talk about Yain Hasheroni, which they diluted two parts water to one part wine, right? 2-1, not 3-1. And it seems, therefore, that there's different kinds of wine that you dilute differently. So basically, Miri says, it's not one set shear. This was talking about the strongest wine, the one they used to use for kosher bracha. Because again, you have to put it in chai, there's a mile of having this concentrated wine to begin with. But other wines that had different shiurim of meziga, so you're chayiv with a different shear. Whatever will be, it will make it a revius, right, with the amount of water that you add, so that amount of concentrated wine is what you're chayiv on, according to the Tanna Kamma. The Rambam seems to hold, like the Rashba in a tshuva, that it's all the same. There, it doesn't make a difference what strength of wine it is. The shear of concentrated wine, no matter how concentrated or less concentrated it is revius haluk. And the Gemara later on with Yayin Hasheroni, right, is because that's not considered wine. Whatever is called wine has a shear of a rover revius, not more, not less.